Hello and welcome to Fountain of Life. This is Faye. This is Jeff Chapman. Thank you for your call. We will study God's Word together now, looking at the most beautiful thoughts on God drawing men to Himself. As we look at our text in John chapter 6, verse 44, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Jesus gives us a beautiful picture here of He is the only way to be saved. He is the bread and the life. He is the Savior. But He said, you can't be saved. You can't come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And on Resurrection Day, He said, you'll be raised up. And He said, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. So let's go back to the prophets and see what this means. We're talking about being drawn by God, and God is going to teach us. I believe we'll need to go back to Isaiah chapter 54, and then we'll read 2 and 55 too. Such beautiful passages here. It says here in Isaiah 54, verses 13, And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Now, you just think about this. God wants to teach us. He wants to lead us. He wants to draw us. He wants this heart that we have to have the knowledge of Him. He is writing the laws of God on our heart. He is showing men the way in which they will walk. He calls men, He draws men, but man does have to respond. The greatest conversion we have on record is probably that of Saul of Tarsus, where if you read that story, it seems like Saul had no part in it, that it was all God. Knocked down, blinded, a voice speaking from heaven. But you know, many men have seen great things and ignored them. Judgments come, there in Revelation, the judgments come, and it says, and men still would not repent of their evil deeds, when the very hand of God, the wonder-working power of God, being poured out. But if you'll remember what Saul said, he said, "Lord, who art thou, and what would you have me to do?" And God gave him instruction. He surrendered, and he yielded, just as we must do. And God said, He will teach us. And then just look what it says. It says that He will... all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of the children. That's what we really want right there, is God's word, God's way. How does God draw men? Well, we looked at some scriptures yesterday. The Holy Spirit works. The word of God works. You know, John 1 says that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Anytime the word is preached, it is a method of drawing men. Anytime someone would seek the Lord, God has promised to draw them. It says here, we'll just read down to verse chapter 55, a couple of verses here. It says, in righteousness all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of thy servants. For the Lord and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Chapter 55 opens up with a beautiful call. Ho, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in facts. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. So what a beautiful invitation. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come. If you're thirsty today, that thirst is of God. Something God has granted you. He is teaching his children to know him. You know, if you'll go down to verse 7, it says, 6, I'm sorry, 55, 6 in Isaiah. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. There's an appointed time, and it is now. Are we seeking the Lord? Are we calling upon him? Verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So what a beautiful thought. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. So if you need to understand, how does God draw men? Number one, he sends the Holy Spirit, and he begins to work through the conscience and the heart and the mind of man to convict him of sin, righteousness, and the judgment that is at hand. He uses his word. Servants all over the world proclaim his word. Men hear. And there is a way God draws, because the word is a form of God himself being present whenever his word is read. And God uses that. The Spirit working through the preaching of the word or the reading of the word, any way the word. And it is so important that we remember, it is the word of God. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but the word never fails. It never will disappear. It will stand forever. The word of God is so beautiful. And it, the Bible says that, that God's word that goeth forth out of his mouth, it shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto he sends it. And blessed be the name of the Lord today. No man is going to come to God unless the Father draws him. And may you have a hunger and thirst today to come and seek the Lord while he may be found, because the door is soon to be shut. The life of man, the candle of man's life, is about to be blown out. So many think they're going to live to be 200 and they die at 30 or 40 or 10 or 15. They don't know. We don't know. The time is now. Men must seek the Lord. We must pray that God would draw men. We must be faithful to sow the word. We must seek the Lord and encourage others to do so, that they might be safe. Thank you so much. I wanted to share these thoughts with you today. May the blood of Jesus cleanse you, and may the drawing of God bring you unto himself. And may every wicked man forsake his way, and unrighteous man forsake his thoughts, and may they return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy and he will abundantly pardon. Would you like to leave us a message? 099 will access the voice box. We would love to hear from you. If there's anything we can help you with, please leave a message. And God bless your day.